would have us to be. And so you show up on Sunday morning saying, Lord, I got a sickness that I need to be cured of. That's what happened in the Bible. Right here at Bethesda. The word Bethesda means house of mercy. And the Bible declared that there's a lot of people, a multitude of people that was here at Bethesda, the house of mercy, that was sick. They had some issues. You read it. It's in the text. They had some issues. The Bible named Pastor Stark some of those issues. Blind, halt, withered. Those people who needed some help. They were there in this place called Bethesda. They were there. They were there. And the Bible tells us why they were there. They were there, Sister Carpenter, because they were waiting on something.
Amen.
They were waiting on the agitation, the moving, the troubling of the water.
Yeah.
They believed, Tremaine, that at a certain season, an angel would come down.
Yeah.
An angel would agitate the water. They believed that at that time, the water had medicinal purposes. It had medicinal properties. If they would get into the water,
yeah,
then whatever issues and diseases they had, they believed they could be healed.
Amen.
Of those issues. I want you to notice something. I want to camp on one guy that the Bible seems to lift. There's a guy here. I don't know his name, Tremaine. It just says a certain man. Miss Adam God wouldn't give me a name. It's not there. It's a certain man. And God wouldn't put a name there because he wants me to put my name there.
All right.
He wants you to put your name there. There's a certain man, there's a certain woman that has an issue. Now this man had it for 38 years. I don't know how long you had something going on. He had 15, 20, only you and the Lord know.
That's right.
But I want to lift him. It kind of bothered me. Can I give this text a moment? It kind of bothered me. Because Pastor Starks, the Bible lists a multitude of people that was there in Bethesda. They lay in what is called porches. Now, porches is not like the porch, perhaps, that you and I may be thinking of. But in that day, a porch was considered a covered place, more like an apartment. It was from that place, that porch, that apartment, that they had access to this pool at a certain season. But what troubled me with the whole thing is the fact that God focused on one man. I couldn't understand, Grant, why God would focus on that one man when so many other people were there, sick. But it only talks about a certain man that was there for 38 years. I tried to rationalize. I tried to deal with it. I thought, well, maybe because the man just had been there so long. But then I had to change that thinking because some of the rest of them could have been there just as long or longer. Why would Jesus focus on the one man? Well, it came to the Spirit of the Lord fed me. God said, because some cases are worse than others.
Yeah.
Who's like going to a hospital and sometimes the doctor will focus on individuals more so than others because the case,
yes,
is a little more severe.
Yes.
Take for a moment, if you will, this man who had been there for 38 years. 38 years is a long time to not be able to live out your purpose in life.
Yes.
38 years is a long time to be stuck waiting for an angel to come down and agitate the water. Don't look too funny now, because some of us are in the same predicament.
Amen.
This man was in it, he was lame. So some of us, see, you don't have to be lame in the leg.
Right.
You can be lame in your mind.
Oh, no.
Can't think for yourself.
Yeah.
Or thinking wrong.
Yeah.
You can be lame in terms of never get to where God would have you to be.
Yeah.
I want to know something today. I want to know something today. Are you tired of being comfortable with the status quo?
Right.
Yeah. See, every one of us in here ought to reach a point where you say, you know, I'm tired of life as it is right now. You see, you got to be careful who you dialogue with and who you commune with, because some folk live off, they get a high off of keeping you down. Lord, I'm preaching better than y'all saying. Some folk don't want to see you move up. That shouldn't be for the Christian.
That's right.
The Christian ought to stand behind you with support and encourage us to reach that level, that next level. I always ought to be there saying you can do it. Cheering you on and saying you can do it. You can make it if you try. If you can do it, you can do it. Don't let nothing stop you. You can make it if you just try. But so often we find not Christians, but church folk who are like crabs who always find the pull of you down. But I'm glad, because this man said to Jesus when Jesus shows up. And that's my first point. I'm almost done. That's my first point. I want you to know something. It doesn't matter how long you've been in this situation, Jesus will show up one of them. He'll show up. And right now, I need some witnesses up here. Want to show up? Yeah, it's in the text, because the Bible said Jesus knew that this man had been in this case. He knew that the man had been in this case for 38 years. You see, if you're tired of waiting, just hold on, because help is on the way. Help is on the way. You see, what's dangerous about this whole scenario, Minister Allen, is the fact that this man, in 38 years, could have lost hope.
Yeah.
It ain't happened for me all this time. It's not going to happen. Okay. It ain't. Look, it's been 38 years been in this condition. You know what? I've become comfortable. I've accepted the fact that I'll never be healed. 30 years is a long time. I've lost hope because I don't find any way to take where anybody will even show up at the house of mercy to let them know mercy is on its way. You see, because can't nobody show mercy like Jesus can. 30 years. Some of us, I know you're looking at me funny, but some of us, I'm going to step out on the limb and let you know, you have been comfortable, you become comfortable with the status quo, because you've been in a situation for a long time and you don't think there's any help. There's no hope. There's no hope. Sometimes the devil can engrave, can entangle our mind. And to believe that, you know what, I've heard the preaching, I've heard the teaching, but it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better because I've been in this situation. But I'm going to tell you something. As long as Jesus is on the way, there's always hope. And as long as Jesus is alive, there's always hope. Don't let nobody put you down. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do when it comes to the word of God. Because the Bible says you can do all things through Christ. God, you need to touch somebody and say, I never knew love like this. Show me some love. Even when I've been in a situation so long, Jesus shows me some love to pull me out of my head. He shows me where everybody has put me down and talked bad about me, Tiffany, and said I wasn't going to be nobody, and said I was this and I was that. People that said they loved me, but yet always discouraged me. I never knew love like this, where a man can show up and after 38 years, Sean tells me that you can make it. You'll be all right if you want to be. That's love. When you can show me, regardless of my past, regardless of where I've been, regardless of what I've done, I still love you. Can I stop for a moment? Can I stop for a moment? I know nobody in here is going to get mad because you're all Christian people. So let me throw this at you. Catch it now when I throw it. I want you to know something. Sometimes folk will hold your past against you.
Come on.
You mess around and let them find out some stuff about your past. You the wrong people. I'm not talking about Christians. See, y'all got that wrong. I'm talking about church folk. Church folk, bring it up. Hold on against you. Won't let you sleep. Won't let you get no peace. Because even when you're trying to move up the ladder, they're throwing at you. You better watch me right here. But see, that's not love. Jesus don't throw your past at you. He died for it. He'll remind you of your past. I hear folk all the time talking about when you stand up, your past stand up. If you've been born again, oh Lord, I need to preach to somebody. If you've been born again, can I preach the word? And God has set you free. The Bible said you are a new creature. How in the world your past will stand up when you're brand new? That's why I'm so glad that when you get ready to die and the devil trying to hold something over your head about how you've lived and what you've said and how you've done folk and how you've treated folk, Jesus, your way maker, the one that died for you, will stand up and say, "Set up, because I put that in place. I died for that purpose to come live with me. So that person will stay with me." Stop holding the past against them. Because who God says free is free indeed. And if every man is in Christ, that's the Bible. He's a new creature. And old things, watch this now, have passed away. How do my past stand up if my past has passed away? Start reading the Bible and start coming up with our own doctrine.
Yeah.
We'll be better off. Can I get a witness up here? Can I tell you the truth? So you can't let folk hold your past against you. Didn't make no difference how long you've been in a situation. God can make you brand new. You got to know that you're brand new. You got to know that this ain't me no more. It's what I used to do. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
It's who I used to be. But I thank God now because of his deliverance. I'm no longer that person. Can I throw something at you? Catch this. You see, don't worry about what folk think about you. Think good about yourself. Y'all listen to me. You got to think good about yourself. Because one of the main weapons, chief weapons, that the enemy has is the mind. If he can attack your mind and get you to feel sorry for yourself and to get you to think that you can't make it, he can shut you down. But you want to think highly of yourself, but don't think more highly than you ought to think. But if you can get out of it, you know that God will. He'll set you free.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Watch this. Jesus shows up in the salon. First point, Jesus will show up. Notice when he shows up, he says something grand. He says to this man, "Do you want to be made whole?" Is that in your text?
Yes.
Follow me in your word now. He says, "Do you want to be made whole?" The man answered and said, "Sir, I don't have no wife." That when the angel agitate or trouble the water to put me in. Can I pause right and give you point number two? If you are willing to move past where you are, Jesus will help you. Please notice in the text, Jesus asked this man, "Do you want to be made?" See, if the man had said no, Jesus would have kept moving. Because Jesus is not going to do what you don't want him to do. If it's not your will, he's not going to work with it. Because he wants you and I to reach a point where we want better.
Amen.
And if you want better, God said, "I can work with you." Now, this man said, "I don't have nobody to put me in the water." How do we know that he wanted to be healed? He said, "Because while I'm yet coming, somebody steps in before me." That means he had been trying. I want to stop right there and let somebody know you've been trying to get out of wherever you are. Help is on the way.
Amen.
You tangled up in your mind, Jesus said, "I can free you." If you're tied up and tangled up, Jesus said, "I can free you." You got to want life better than what it is. Even if you think life is good, you want better. Because Jesus is a progressive God. Am I right?